In Syria, Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharaa has appointed Maslum Abdi, the former commander of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, as a presidential advisor. The appointment comes 3 days after the SDF was dissolved, a notable move to bring a former rival force into Syria's new governing structure. In health, the FDA has approved updated COVID-19 vaccines for people at higher risk. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna have new mRNA formulations, while Sanofi has a non-mRNA option. Manufacturers can begin shipping doses to pharmacies and doctors' offices. In the UK, researchers estimate that at least 15,000 women each year develop undiagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder after childbirth, with the true figure possibly twice as high. Experts are calling for coordinated postnatal support and better training for GPs to recognize symptoms. In U.S. policy, Congress faces another dispute over hemp restrictions, as House Republicans work on a temporary funding bill after the August recess. The issue nearly disrupted the Senate's earlier negotiations. In accountability, a federal judge has approved Bank of America's $72.5 million settlement with victims of Jeffrey Epstein over the bank's dealings with the convicted sex offender.